One of my friends got in bad health. I told the people to give it to somebody else because my health was a little slim. You know, after a person has a heart attack, he's got to take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend, he had a heart attack, and I said to myself, now, might get there and get the word with that thing and have another heart attack and he pass on. Well, I know we feel good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Just before I come here today, I just left his trailer where he stayed.
Oh, yeah.
I go to see him practically every day, and if I don't go to see him, more or less every other day, I will see him. But that's just how we live. We, one gets sick, the other, we
gotta take,
get around back and forth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do you remember much about the old folks, about your...
The older folk parents?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, old grandpa, how the Drayton family got in this country. The first Drayton come in this country come from Indian Mill, Virginia. His name was and my cousin had a history of it. And after he died, I don't know so whether his wife has got the history right on or not. But here, ain't been 2 weeks ago, I asked her daughter's husband to see if he had it. And I was going to get it and let Georgie read it.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't go to school enough to get no reading and writing. Mm-hmm. But now, the arithmetic, I can manage that, yes, sir. Now, when I was working, you know, for the government, I didn't never have to figure up my time, because I'd make, sit down, when I go in the evening, I'd sit down and make me a time book. Well, then, just how many overtime hours I had, I just look over my time book I made,
mm-hmm.
set it down, and that's how I could figure my time so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, afterwards, I went to buy time books, and that's how I do. And ever I know what a person is paying an hour,
mm-hmm.
I just look on the time book, and then I look there in my overtime hours. I didn't have to do no figuring hardly, just set it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the house where you grew up. What was that like?
It was a good big house, but see, you know how it is when you working on a phone. Well, that was one thing about Mr. Cecil's daddy. He had good houses on the place, and then he was good to his health. That was another thing. We would go to their house just like we were going home. Me and his boys sat down and eat at the table with them.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and play, and then we get ready, we go back home. Well, then he had some boys and girls. We would all get together and play. And this morning, I was talking with one of his sons this morning. I'm a little older than him. And he was telling me this morning his health is getting bad. He was to the doctor.